Nigerian singer Fela was considered one of the most popular and innovative musicians in Africa. He died last Saturday of complications from AIDS at the age of 58. Fela was a songwriter and bandleader who played the sax and keyboards. Music critic Milo Miles remembers the life and work of a performer who made every album and every show a celebration of ordinary people and an attack on authority.
Everybody run, run, run. Everybody scatter, scatter. Some people lost some bread. Someone nearly died. Someone just died. Police, they come, army, they come. Confusion everywhere. 7 minutes later, all don't cool down, brother. Police don't go away, army don't disappear. Them leave sorrow, tears and blood.
Them regular trademark.
Them leave sorrow, tears and blood.
Them regular trademark.
Them regular trademark.
Them regular trademark.
That is why everybody run, run, run. Everybody scatter, scatter. Someone nearly died. Some people lost some bread. Someone just died. Police, they come, army, they come. Confusion everywhere.
Fela Anikolapo Kudi was usually just called Fela, like Elvis or Madonna. This was only right because he was the first African rock star, and still the grandest. He did not play rock and roll as such, but he was a rock star because he understood the role and lived it to the hilt. The music he did play was a unique blend of African high life with James Brown and soul jazz. Fela called it Afrobeat. His father was a minister and a music teacher, so Fela preached to both his bands and his fans nonstop. His mother was a prominent crusader in Nigeria's nationalist movement, so Fela was a political fighter, too. After he was exposed to the Black Panther philosophy and the soul power funk of James Brown on a visit to America, Fela began to attack tyranny wherever he found it, whether international corporations, the Nigerian military, or the school system. As his long, rambling jams advocated pride and independence, Fela behaved as he wanted. He became a blatant pot smoker. He became an outspoken polygamist with more than 24 wives. He owned a nightclub and lived in an armored mansion he called the Calicutta Republic. He would release a half dozen albums a year, each one selling hundreds of thousands. His songs grew into wild, intoxicating extravaganzas, half party and half oration. The best of them bristled with tough horn licks and irresistible layered percussion. Once he became a pop celebrity, Fela always seemed to be in trouble. The military stormed his mansion in 1977 and burned it. He was thrown into jail on trumped-up charges in 1984 and served 18 months. He never relented and continued to make his big enemies look small. But in the end, he was brought down by the same virus that finished his only true rival in popularity throughout Africa, Soukous inventor Franco from Congo. There can be no replacement for Fela. He will endure as an African radical artist, carved out of monolithic bedrock.
Milo Miles is a music writer living in Cambridge. He remembered Nigerian musician Fela, who died last week at the age of 58.